but we never got hungry. Like some of them, my grandma would share her food with some of them old ladies. They didn't have no money or nothing. They'd give them food. And I told her, how come you give them food? They got a man. She said, that old man won't do nothing. Just never mind, she told me. We help each other. We don't have food, we help each other. Oh, I kept quiet and listened anymore. So hard a long time ago. I didn't think so. Because I never got hungry. I always had food on the table. I used to watch my grandma cook. I decided I want to make fried bread. When she would go out to get something for her basket, I could make my dough. My bread was just like hockey pucks. Trying to learn how to cook, because she wouldn't let me cook, make fried bread. She didn't want me to do by the fire. So every time she's gone, I would practice. I got better though. I don't know how long it took me, but I learned how to make fried bread. I used to help my dad have a feast. I'd sit there and make fried bread for him. After I learned how. After I learned how to make fried bread.
Did your grandma know how to make it?
Fried bread? Oh, yeah. She'd heat up that bread alongside the ashes too. Stand that up. I don't know how they cook. But they cook. Then she'd make biscuits. She always cook her bread with sourdough. I used to like that sourdough bread.
It's a game changer. It's just real whole food. And you should definitely try it for yourself.
Jumpstart your journey to better health for the new year. For a limited time, go to balanceofnature.com and get $25 off plus a free fiber and spice.
To this day, I don't even know how to make sourdough. My aunt made me a recipe how to make that sourdough. I don't know when I lost it. I couldn't make sourdough bread. I guess I used to cry because I couldn't make sourdough. guarantee an acceptance plan. My grandma would help.
Pay close attention. A 60-year-old male pays almost $90 a month for less than $11,000 in coverage with a guaranteed acceptance plan. But senior life insurance companies...
I should make a cry break for my dad for his speech.
...life protection for less than $48 a month. That cut his monthly life insurance rate in half and saved him over $500 a year.
Still dark and get up. Get up and make my summer going. Go sit outside. And my dad didn't like that when I went outside by myself. He'd always come and sit out there. Watch over me. I remember once I was screaming my head off. A big animal come by me. Here, that was a horse. Oh my God, so don't be quiet. He said he's trying to protect you. That's a horse.
I was running out of ideas. How do I feed these kids?
That's Dick Garbo's horses. There was two of them, a white one and a black one. The black one is the one that comes to me, and that's when I was screaming. Then every time I used to go someplace, the horses would always be by me.
Thank you.
Take care of me, I guess. At first I was scared of them. Them horses used to protect me. Yeah, I used to be scared of them screaming my head off. I scared them, I guess. And after that, my dad would always sit by me and I'd go. Cook fried bread. When I get done, I'd look and the sun was coming up.
Aye. How many batches did you have to make?
I don't know. I made enough anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked my fried bread outside. I didn't cook it inside. I cooked it outside.
Ma, gukush bimede?
Huh?
Gukush bimede, na?
I don't know what kind of lager I use. I start the fire, I put wood in that. I wouldn't put it right on top, I put it alongside. Push the ashes there. So I didn't burn my bread. I used to like making that sourdough. But I don't know where I lost it. I would have it today if I took care of it. And the one that used to help me make that sourdough was Margaret Hill. She used to come over and make it for me.
Were you good friends with Margaret?
Huh?
You good friends with Margaret?
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's my aunt's daughter.
What's the trouble, Billy? two more.